Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Marv Throneberry. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wynn Hawkins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wynn Hawkins. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser takes first base on ball four. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Houser moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Houser moves to third. Hankins moves to second. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Houser tags and scores. Hankins tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 4-0 Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hankins takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Romano reaches second base with a double. Kirkland goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Athletics. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Win Hawkins. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Antonelli now pitching. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Throneberry. Power reaches second base with a double. Pearsall moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pearsall scores. Power moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Throneberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. the Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cozzi hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-1 in the game. Pignatano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hankins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-2 in the game. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game. With a double. Power hits a pop-up towards third. Cozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Antonelli covering, for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hauser. Held moves to third. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Antonelli is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Held scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 5, Indians, 5. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly spins and fires to second, with Hauser covering, and Temple is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada pinch hits for Bud Daly. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Leo Posada now playing center field. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klimchuk scoops it up and throws to first, with Kunkel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 3 in the game. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Throneberry is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Don Larson pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Seaburn moves to second. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pignatano hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Carey now playing third base. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Romano strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Held is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Posada hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Kunkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunkel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Temple strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Hank Bauer now playing left field. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Lump reaches second base with a double. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-4 in the game. Klimchuk hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Tuttle pinch hits for Al Pilarczyk. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Leo Posadin now playing left field. Hank Bauer now playing right field. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Held is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pignatano hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Posada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Posada moves to second. Haywood Sullivan pinch hits for Bill Kunkel. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan now playing left field. Jerry Walker now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Phillips strikes out. One out. Don Dillard pinch hits for Johnny Antonelli. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Temple bunts towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillard moves to second. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Funk now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lump hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Athletics. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-5 in the game. Klimchuk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Funk fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tuttle for the out. Bauer moves to second. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips juggles the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Bauer scores. Carey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Athletics. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-5 in the game, with a single. Pignatano hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-5 in the game, with a double. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-4 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.